In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we come to the first Sunday of Advent. You've probably noticed our service changes slightly. You've probably noticed that the readings seem to be about endings and not beginnings, depending on how you look at them. See, there are a lot of people that actually see them as beginnings and not endings. But it's been interesting how much the readings that we have today seem to really speak to society in general. Let me explain what I'm talking about. I watch a lot of news reports. I watch a lot of different articles and stuff, blogs and stuff on the internet, on YouTube, Twitch, that type of thing. And it's always interesting to read the comments. You probably have seen where, Russia has actually taken some of the ships of the Ukraine. Yeah. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And actually imprisoned some of the sailors. You've probably paid attention to the things that are going on in Washington. You've probably heard about the hashtag MeToo movement and the getting rid of baby, it's cold outside. it's a thing. It's a thing. The racism bit is stepping up, right? The classes and everything else have never seemed to be farther apart than we find ourselves at this moment in history, politically, spiritually, neighborly, country-wise. You know, the caravan coming up with the migrants and having to use tear gas on them because they're throwing rocks at the Border Patrol. All of these things are coming to a head. But those aren't the interesting things. Those aren't the things that really I notice with these readings. What I notice is the normal people who make comments. And in the last several days, what I've witnessed are comments like this. Well, the human experiment has failed. We need to hit a reset button. The only thing we can do is basically do an orbital nuclear strike and get rid of all humanity. And these are people from both sides of the spectrum. But do you understand what they're saying? It's not that these things are so shocking. It's not that these wars and rumors of war, right, are unheard of. People are losing hope. People are losing hope. Everything's bad. Everything's racist. Orange man bad. White man bad. American bad. Russian bad. Chinese bad. Everybody's losing hope. That is the point of Advent. Our hope does not lie in ourselves. We are not the people that will prove everything right. We cannot fix all things. We can be creators only to a point. We have no ability to have created the creation that we exist in. Things seem most dismal before they get better. That's Advent. A time in the Jewish life where everything was bad. For them, it would have been Babylonian bad, captivity bad, slavery bad. Notice the similarities. 2,000 years and we've not changed very much, have we? We call them different things. We want to be offended by seemingly different things, but it's the same thing. It's the oldest story. It is our story. But you have the prophecy of the Son of God who is to come to restore creation, to restore humanity. The human experiment hasn't failed. Humanity is not worthless. Orange Man is not any worse than anyone else. He's not any worse than the leader of North Korea. He's not any worse than Putin. He's not any worse than Hillary Clinton. All of creation is fallen. There's hope. That is Advent. Did you listen to the words of the first song we sang today, the processional? The angel Gabriel from heaven came. Wings as white as snow and eyes of flame. You've heard of Adam and Eve. Have you heard that they were called the first Adam and first Eve? Have you ever heard of the second Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
So here's how the story of Christianity goes. Through Eve, all of creation fell because of her inability to be obedient to God. Through Mary, the second Eve, all creation begins to be redeemed because of her ability to be faithful to God. Let it be unto me as God has said. Through Adam, all of creation is broken. Through Christ, all of creation is redeemed. It is the here, but not yet. It is our hope. It is our desire. It is what allows us to walk through a broken world. What's the definition of faith?
Believing in something you can't see.
Believing in something that you cannot see. We look at our faith in Advent. We see what has come before and the promises fulfilled. It is more than reasonable to think that the rest of the promises will be fulfilled. That's actually logical thought. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a farce. It's not an illusion. When you hear of people talking about how the human race has failed, or how something is so bad, ask them why. I'll give you a perfect example to get you started. Trump lit the national Christmas tree. It actually took less than a day for people to come out and say, saying Merry Christmas is racist. That's right, you heard me. It took less than a day for people to come out and say Merry Christmas is racist. You have to say Happy Holidays to make everyone else comfortable. And as one smart man put it, so what holiday am I wishing you? St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Do you expect a Jewish man to walk up to you in the time of Hanukkah and say, "Happy Holidays"? Or would you expect him to say instead, "Happy Hanukkah"? I actually expect the Hanukkah. If this is what you believe, why would you not profess it? If this is what you believe, why would you not profess it? Wishing a Merry Christmas to someone should not be offensive to them. You are, in fact, desiring something more for them than they have now, something that you deem better and worthy. How is that a bad thing? You are wishing them well and healthful. You are wishing them peace. Because you say it does not mean they have to accept it. Why is Merry Christmas bad? Why is it bad to celebrate the birth of one who redeems the world, proves the human experiment not a failure, proves that we were all made in the image of God and are all brothers and sisters? Why is that a bad thing? Hope this Advent season for that which is here, but not yet.